3, 2, 1, welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to try to encourage one another in reading God's Word and prayerfully reading God's Word. And we are in Judges, getting through this crazy chapter 9 and the story of Abimelech, who has killed 70 of his brothers. One escaped and then spoke out against his older brother and the people who helped him in this town of Shechem, city of Shechem. And so now we're dealing with a new alpha male, if you will, that has moved into Shechem and is wondering why are the people of Shechem letting Abimelech be their leader. And we're going to see how Abimelech, who is the leader of Shechem, and a ruler of Israel, but not a king, just a ruler. Let's see what happens here. So when Zebul, the ruler of the city, heard the words of Gaal, the son of Ebed, his anger was kindled, and he sent messages to Abimelech secretly, saying, "Behold, Gaal, the son of Ebed, and his relatives have come to Shechem, and they are stirring up the city against you. Now, therefore, go by night, you and the people who are with you." Let's remember the people that are with him are people he hired that are of bad reputation. "And therefore go by night, you and the people you have who are with you, and set an ambush in the field. Then in the morning, as soon as the sun is up, rise early and rush upon the city. And when he and the people who are with him come out against you, you may do to them as your hand finds to do." So Abimelech and all the men who were with him rose up by the night and set an ambush against Shechem in four companies. And Gaal, the son of Ebed, went out and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Abimelech and the people who were with him rose from the ambush. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul — so let's remember Zebul is the guy that's secretly talking to Abimelech — "Look, people are coming down from the mountaintops." And Zebul said to him, "You mistake the shadow of the mountains for men." And Gaal spoke again and said, "Look, people are coming down from the center of the land, and one company is coming from the direction of the Divineer's Oak." Then Zebul said to him, "Where is your mouth now, you who said, 'Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him?' Are not these the people whom you despised? So go out now and fight with them." And Gaal went out at the head of the leaders of Shechem and fought with Abimelech. And Abimelech chased him, and he fled before him. And many fell wounded up to the entrance of the gate. And Abimelech lived at Arumah. And Zebul drove out Gaal and his relatives so that they could not dwell in Shechem. All right, so I'm going to stop right there because that can get really confusing. So he's just saying that Abimelech wasn't even living in Shechem anymore. He was living in this other town. So that the real leader of Shechem must have been Zebul, because he was able to drive out Gaal. And so that's what's going on right there. So let's go on, verse 42. "On the following day, the people went out into the field, and Abimelech was told. He took his people and divided them into three companies and set an ambush in the fields. And he looked and saw the people coming out of the city. So he rose against them and killed them. Abimelech and the company that was with him rushed forward and stood at the entrance of the gate of the city with the two companies, while the two companies rushed upon all who were in the field and killed them. And Abimelech fought against the city all that day. He captured the city and killed the people who were in it. And he razed the city," and so razed means destroyed it, "and sowed it with salt. When all the leaders of the tower of Shechem heard of it, they entered the stronghold of the house of El-Benirth. Abimelech was told that all the leaders of the tower of Shechem were gathered together. And Abimelech went up to the Mount Zalmon, he and all the people who were with him. And Abimelech took an axe in his hand and cut down a bundle of brushwood and took it up and laid it on his shoulder. And he said to the men who were with him, 'What you have seen me do, hurry and do as I have done.' So every one of the people cut down his bundle, and following Abimelech, put it against the stronghold, and they set the stronghold on fire over them, so that all the people of the Tower of Shechem also died, about 1,000 men and women. All right, so we'll stop there. So Shechem is done, and the people in it are dead. And all who might have been with Abimelech and all those who definitely were not with Abimelech. And for us to realize, you know, this is what happens when you allow a bad leader to come in and kill all of his brothers. God is, if his hand was upon you, it's no longer on you, and this is what will happen. Now, this is a people that allowed Abimelech to come in and whisper in their ears that why would you want all the sons of Gideon to rule over you? Shouldn't you just have one? Well, yeah, sure. Let's just have one. Let's let us appoint who we want. But no, they said, yes, you're right. And they fed this idea, and Abimelech took advantage of it, killing 70 of his brothers. Then when his younger brother, well, I'm assuming it's a younger brother, half-brother, speaks out against him and the people of Shechem, the people of Shechem were like, oh, this could come back against us. This is not good. So when they found a new alpha male, they thought, hey, maybe this guy can save us. They jumped on it. Now, here's the problem. They're 0 for 2. First Abimelech, and now this, and now not Gaal, but Zebul. Was it Zebul or is it Gaal? The ruler of the city heard the word. So Zebul is the ruler of the city who goes and tells Abimelech. So it's Gaal. So you go from Abimelech to Gaal, and you're trusting in your own instincts to pick a good leader over who? Over you instead of who? Instead of God. We need God. That's it. That's who we need. And as believers, modern day, post-resurrection of Jesus Christ, who we need to put our faith in, who we need to put our trust in, who we need to put our eyes on, who we need to move forward with, is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Anyone else is going to fail us because they're not Jesus. And so here you could blame Abimelech, but you also, to be just in this, would have to blame the leaders of Shechem. And this other guy is just someone who got stuck in the middle of a bunch of people realizing they had picked the wrong guy. But in essence, the fix wasn't picking another guy. The fix was humbling themselves before God and repenting and destroying the things you are now worshiping and get back to worshiping God. But that's not what they did. What they did was they picked a guy they thought maybe could take care of Abimelech, and then he doesn't. And then Abimelech says, you know what, you people, he does what is logical. These people are worthless. They're going to turn against me as soon as the weather gets bad? Huh, okay, fine. They're done. And he takes care of them. And that's the reality of human nature. The human, apart from being born again in Jesus Christ, cannot be just and right altogether. And we might be just on one day, but we are not just and right altogether all the time. Only God is, and only those who are truly born again who are walking in the Spirit. And that's who we need to be. We need to be the people who are truly born again and walking in the Spirit, worshiping God in spirit and truth. And I just realized I've gone really long. Hey, I hope you have a great weekend. God bless you. Thanks for listening. We'll finish up this chapter and continue moving on through Judges next week. God bless. Have a great weekend.